Welcome back to KSCJ Radio, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vikalskis, and this is Having Read That, conversations with authors about their books.
And I'm joined by M.P. Woodward, who is out with the latest novel in Tom Clancy universe. This one's called Tom Clancy, Line of Demarcation. It's in the Jack Ryan Jr. series. It's the 13th installment of the series. It's the second that M.P. has contributed. And one of the things I like about this novel, M.P., is that it takes me to a country that, honest to God, I've heard of, but I never knew where it was until when I saw it was set there. I had to look it up. Guyana. Putting the story there, what is the attraction to the area? Because I found out it's an English-speaking area in South America.
Yeah, it was interesting to me too. Guyana is the only English-speaking country in South America, as you just mentioned, former English colony, and it's neighbors to Venezuela. So it's right off the eastern edge of Venezuela. And Venezuela and Guyana have been in dispute over a region called Essequibo in between. Well, it turns out that in that region, which is right off the Orinoco River, there has been one of the largest oil and gas discoveries in the world called the Orinoco Shelf. And Guyana is a U.S. ally, a putative U.S. ally, and ExxonMobil and other oil companies have gone down there and put in billions of dollars structure. And, of course, Venezuela wants it, and Venezuela is backed by the Russians, and a massive discovery of oil and gas in this part of the world will upset, you know, the traditional oil and gas market. So that's what begins the geopolitical intrigue.
As you set about to write this novel, and you know, you can kind of make the story go where you want, are you controlled or are you hamstrung somewhat by what Jack Ryan Jr. has been through before that you have to know? Because, you know, when you have multiple authors writing a character, sometimes they may have written something into the character that just wouldn't work for your story, some character trait or something that's happened in his life that would just make your story not work. So how does that affect your writing?
Well, I think that, there is kind of a compendium of things, but each adventure really stands on its own. In this case, I make some mention of what he did in the last book, which I wrote, which was called Shadow State. But Jack, at this point in his life, remember, this is Jack Ryan Jr., so this is sort of a generational shift away from the older Jack Ryan stories, which, you know, he's getting up in age, et cetera, yeah. Right? So Jack Ryan Jr. is really kind of following in his father's footsteps. He's a venture capitalist, and that's what brings him down to South America. He happens to also be part of something, a national security agency that his father runs. And so it's the intertwining of those two things that's unique. So all you really need to know is that he is the son of the current president in the series, who's Jack Ryan, and that's about it.
The Coast Guard is involved in this, and as I started to read about the Coast Guard, I've got family members that have served in the Coast Guard, and it seems like you don't read a lot of adventure stories, and maybe I'm just missing them, thriller stories involving the Coast Guard. And so using the Coast Guard for something like that, how does that differ from using a different branch of the military?
Yeah, I wanted to illustrate, first off, that this is close to home. I mean, Guyana it's on a different continent. But on the other hand, we have Coast Guard resources in America that do cross oceans and do go and work with other countries. And I really wanted to illustrate that. And in this case, where I wanted to bring the Coast Guard in is I think most people think of the sleek white cutters and the beautiful orange helicopters and the search and rescue missions. And that's all very, very heroic and glamorous, as it should be. But I wanted to highlight the more of the unsung heroes, the guys that maintain the waterways, et cetera, and have them actually get caught up inadvertently in this attack. So that's, it was a lot of fun to write about the Coast Guard, and I have family members in it as well.
Are you still drawing new readers in? Maybe you don't know, or maybe you do hear from them, who have never read any of the Clancy novels, and they're getting into the Jack Ryan Jr. novels. And you know, I would think that international intrigue, sometimes people are turned off by the fact that, oh, it takes place in South America, I'm not going to know any of the locations, it's going to be boring, hard to understand. Or do you see new readers coming into this all the time that are just, what was I missing?
Well, I was really pleased with, the reviews of Shadow State, which was followed a similar vein, and that was set in Vietnam, and also involved a business story that transitioned into a geopolitical event. And I try to make these character driven novels more than this is all about the geopolitics. The geopolitics is a setting, but that setting is really only there to drive character growth and to complete an arc for each of these characters, and to put them in situations where there's danger, etc. And you know, Jack Ryan Jr. is a complete character. He's got a fiance. He's got conflicts in his life. He's got ethical dilemmas, etc. So that's how I've tried to treat it, and I was really, really pleased with the ratings and the comments. A lot more women are reading this, I think, than most people realize, and that's evident in what I see on Goodreads and other places.
It seems like as you're getting into this, that the whole idea of, or the whole book industry has changed. I mean, you're having to do social media, you're having to do interviews, you're having to look at reviews. I mean, you talk about looking at the stars and things like that. And so, as you transition into this new venture, I mean, you've clearly written several books, but has the publishing industry changed so much that it's completely unlike when you first started writing?
There are changes, I think, that are both positive and negative. I think on the positive side, people are just consuming stories more often, and I feel like that's a function of streaming media. If you think about, 30 years ago, and people watched whatever was on TV and it was broadcast TV, or they went to the movies, the opportunity to really ingest a story was much smaller. And so now with on-demand streaming media, people want a new story like every night, right? Like, I mean, they're binging, and then when that thing's over, they're like, oh no, what do I do next? So on the positive side, I think it has opened people up to wanting stories and wanting, more fiction in their lives. On the negative side, I think books have to compete in that landscape where there's video on demand, et cetera. But then again, books have, I think, a unique place in the entertainment world, where you get deeper into a character, you get his thoughts, et cetera. And I think that's why books are hanging on, and so we still see a flourishing book industry. But yeah, there's definitely changes.
I'm chatting with M.P. Woodward about his new book, Line of Demarcation. It's a Tom Clancy book. It's the latest in the Jack Ryan Jr. series, and it's M.P.'s second in this series that he's authored. And, the interpersonal relationships, you do delve into a lot of the personal things going on about the characters. And thinking back to your time in when you served in the military, were those situations that people had as they were completing a mission or completing a task, were those evident to the other people who worked around them?
Well, sure. I mean, one of the things that I really try to convey is that even though these might be heroic people, they're still people. And so they have lives and complications, and they might display courage, but that courage is mastering fear. And so, I like to try to bring in all the emotions associated with that. Certainly when I served, I witnessed that up close, completely. You can have professionalism, and there is intense professionalism, and you can have dedication to a mission, but it's still accomplished by people, and those people have personalities. And so it's stepping behind, it's almost like going backstage behind the action to see the personalities that are driving this. That's what I always try to do in my writing.
Because of your prior service, are you bound to have the government read anything that you write now and make sure that there's nothing in there that would be revealing any secrets?
Yeah, because this series has been around for a long time, we have a well-established a process there. And I'm able to think about from my government service, I'm able to think about the way the national security infrastructure works, kind of as a framework to tell stories. But I, of course, stay far away from anything that would be classified. That said, there is quite a bit out there in open source media. So when you're talking about the Russians and Venezuelan, all it takes is a read through The Economist or The Wall Street Journal or New York Times, frankly, to do a search on these countries, and you'll see that these stories echo what's happening in real life. And so I hope in that way that that I'm also educating readers on a real world situation.
Did you travel to Guyana for this?
I did, yes.
What's when I looked up Guyana, it says it's a very dangerous place to travel. So what was your experience?
You know what? Pretty much every country you look up will say it's a dangerous place to travel. So we're very cautious in those State Department notes. But the interesting thing about Guyana, and I try to capture this in the book, is that it's an exceptionally small country. It's slightly less than a million people, and this real world discovery of oil and gas, it's really the gas that matters, but it's hydrocarbons nonetheless, it stands to make the Guyanese some of the richest people on earth per capita. I mean, it is like a Saudi Arabia level discovery of oil and gas right off the coast, and that's all. There's a lot of money pouring in, etc., and the government there is trying right now to figure out how to handle this influx of wealth. And to sort of illustrate the geopolitical significance of this, you know, I went there a year ago when I was writing this book. Marco Rubio, the current Secretary of State, went there a month ago and basically told Venezuela, you better get your hands off, right? So for the Secretary of State to have traveled right down to Guyana recently sort of illustrates that this is something that's lurking right in the background.
It's just amazing how small the world becomes when you're traveling around and realizing that the geopolitical things that you see on the news are stuff that you've experienced. Is that a weird feeling for you?
It can be, and the world does feel like a really small place. I have another Tom Clancy book that's out for pre-sale right now called Terminal Velocity, and I traveled to India for that book, and I wanted to make it about India-Pakistan and a dispute over Kashmir. And lo and behold, 2 weeks ago, we see this eruption of a dispute in Kashmir that follows almost exactly how I wrote it in the book, where it was a terrorist attack from, coming from the Pakistani side into Kashmir. And so, like I said, it might seem like, wow, how did you predict that? It's like, well, I didn't predict anything. You can look at all the media. Everything is so accessible. Journalists are everywhere, and it's so easy for them to publish stories these days that it doesn't take long to look into a flashpoint area and say to yourself, hey, something could happen there any day. How could I dramatize that?
I always remember the quote, if you want to read facts, read nonfiction. If you want to read truth, read fiction. That seems to come through in your books. Would you agree?
Well, I never heard that quote before. I think I'll start using that. But yeah, I part of that, I think, is that truths really emerge from people. The quote that I'm thinking of is, times may change, but people don't. And so capturing, the reaction of people, the heroics, the fear, the villainy, all that stuff in a real-world setting is what I set out to do.
All right. Well, this new book, Tom Clancy, Line of Demarcation, it's the latest Jack Ryan Jr. novel from M.P. Woodward. The book is available everywhere. M.P., just a fantastic offering into the new offering into the Tom Clancy universe here, and Jack Ryan Jr. specifically. And I thank you for joining me again to talk about it.
This has been Having Read That on KSCJ Radio. I'm Brian Vakulskas. Check out all of our episodes on our website, kscj.com, and subscribe to our iTunes podcasts. Thanks to music historian Molly Jolly and segment producer John Weisler. We will be back next time. Dragon.